You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Boston Christopher. Watercolors, oils, pastels, and charcoal, whatever the medium, Kuei-tien, is here, along with a friend and fellow artist, Andy Hall. Welcome to you both. Gunnath Cheesh.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. So I want to say right away, as we're sort of talking, I want everybody to go, if you have Instagram, go to Kiki Juno, because you go by Kiki.
Yes.
Yes, that's so it's K-E-K-E Juno on Instagram, and you can look at all of this wonderful artwork. She's brought some into the studio. Of course, it's radio, so we can't see it, but I want you to go to Instagram to find that. She is this month's featured artist at Juno Artist Gallery, and she's here in our studio. So thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
And you are having a, is it a first Friday opening tonight?
Yes, from 4:30 to 8.
4:30 to 8.
Yeah, at the Juno Artist Gallery.
Okay, great.
Downtown, yeah.
Yeah, there's so many openings, and Iron Man is happening,
yeah.
And it's the first Friday of the month. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, so, it's awesome.
Now, you moved here in 2017 from where?
From Hong Kong.
Okay, you came from Hong Kong.
Yeah, and but I'm from Beijing, China.
Okay.
Yeah, we lived in Hong Kong for like 3 years before we moved here.
Oh,
to
nice.
To Juno, yeah, it's a very big difference, yeah.
And what brought you to Juno?
It was my ex-husband's job offer.
Oh, I see. Okay, okay. Okay, so you came here, but you fell in love with Southeast and Juno itself?
Oh my God, it's so beautiful here, yes.
And that inspires some of your work, right?
Yeah. But normally I do portraits, for people.
Oh, you do portraits, okay.
Yeah, but also now I'm getting into, landscaping more. Because, living here definitely inspired me, the beautiful landscaping, beautiful Alaska.
Right. Okay. So, and what kind of landscapes are you doing?
The mountains, forest, the rivers. Everything around me,
And you work in, is it a mixture of things? Is it mixture of watercolor and charcoal at the same time? Or because I see you, can you hold one of these up so I can see?
Yeah. This one is a watercolor.
That's a watercolor. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to go to Kiki Juno at Instagram, y'all, so you can see some of this work. It's really beautiful, and you're going to go over to Juno Artist Gallery tonight for First Friday and check some of these paintings out, these watercolors, these charcoals. Oh, my goodness. That is pretty great. We may be able to, we're going to definitely link on Juno Afternoon, kto.org/JunoAfternoon to see this artwork as well. So tell me about your background. Did you go to school for this?
Yeah, I actually went to art design school back in China.
Okay.
In late 90s. But I've been doing graphic design for the past 20 years.
Oh, okay.
I didn't really draw, but I started picking up drawing again in 2019.
Okay.
Because I'm living here, because I used to live in a big cities, really busy.
Right.
But here it's really calm and quiet.
Isn't it nice?
And it's beautiful.
Isn't
I know.
Wait, did you say are you leaving?
No.
Oh.
I live here.
Oh, living here.
Yeah,
okay,
living
sorry.
Here
yes,
because
yes.
I've been living here for like 5 years now, and I can feel like my energy is coming down, and enjoy the nature more.
Yeah.
And appreciate the beauty.
Yeah.
Yeah, of Juno, everything around me. So that's definitely.
Oh man, that is really nice. So you didn't start drawing until after school, you said, right? Or you were drawing in school and then you picked it up again recently.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And that's where sort of is the watercolor like drawing to you? Is it similar in that way?
Watercolor. Yeah, definitely it's drawing. Cause I actually start doing watercolor last year October. That Andy, when I met him, he definitely inspired me doing watercolor. Cause before I only did like oils.
Yeah.
And
okay.
The pencils and charcoals and stuff.
Oh, so it's this guy's fault.
That's my boyfriend.
Yeah, boyfriend and says, do watercolors, and then look what happens. It's no. It's so great. And are you an artist as well?
Yeah, he is.
Okay. I know we're here to talk about Kiki. Yeah, so you're here for moral support, I know. So thank you for being here. But that's what got you into this particular kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. And what's the process for you?
When I see a picture, like this one, mm-hmm. This is Brianna and her husband. So one day I saw this picture, and it touches me, like, you know, the lights on her face and the sunglasses.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I love the color. I like the connection between these guys.
Yeah.
And they're my friends, so I said, oh, okay, I do. You know, do a drawing for you guys.
So do they have that? Is that theirs or are they?
Yes, actually, I borrowed it back.
Oh, nice for the show.
Yeah, for the show.
Right. That is so interesting. And then the other thing you said that I'd like to touch on again was sort of how does the calm and the sort of spirit of Juno, how does that influence the work?
Oh, that is so much. I used to live in Beijing, Shanghai, and Hong Kong. There are like millions of people around me. And I go to work every day. I don't really have time for myself, like thinking about things or, get into the nature, feeling about things.
Yeah.
But when I'm here, there's no busy street. There's no big shopping malls. There's no, big like a bar street or stuff.
It gives you space to actually think, right?
Yeah, yeah. Give me actually more time to do more reflection on myself.
Myself. Yeah.
Like what I really want, what I want to do, what I appreciate. Give me time. And space.
And that comes out in the work, right?
Yeah, and I start really enjoy the artwork, enjoy doing these kind of things.
Oh, man.
And before, I didn't even have time for that.
I think it's great to take that space and have that that calm and that ability to reflect, and then it appears in the art. Unfortunately, we are out of time. I want to thank you so much for coming to tell us about yourself and your work. I hope you have a great turnout for your first Friday reception tonight. I'm going to try your name one more time. Kuo Tien.
Yes.
Okay, good. And she goes by Kiki. If you see her tonight, go down to Juno Artist Gallery. Again, the time?
From 4:30 to 8.
4:30 to 8.
Yeah.
And go to Instagram, kekejuno.com.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Gunas Chish. That'll do it for Juno Afternoon, broadcast live from Tlingit An'i on KTOO 104.3 FM, online at kto.org, and rebroadcast tonight at 7 p.m. right here on this station. To listen to interviews, see links to anything we discussed, or to be on the show yourself, check out our website at kto.org/JunoAfternoon. Juno Afternoon is a production of the KTOO Arts and Culture team. Rhonda McBride is our producer. We had help today from the one and only Aaron Tripp. Our opening and closing theme music is by Indian Agent. Support for Juno Afternoon is provided by Hanson Grass and Heritage Coffee Roasting Company. I'm Boston Christopher, and it was a pleasure being your host for today. Until next time, Gunath Cheesh.